big day shots.
Are we skipping the top of this?
No, that's it. We're halacha. Tomorrow.
It's
tomorrow. This is more.
Tomorrow's Thursday. We got to know.
Come on, please.
Okay, new topic. Topic of big day Shabbos. Big day Shabbos. The mitzvah, the meaning of wearing big day Shabbos. I grew up my entire life. Okay, I grew up my life assuming the reason why we wear big day Shabbos is one reason only. Why we wear big day Shabbos, special clothing for Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos, to give honor to the Shabbos. That's the assumption. Why else would we wear big day Shabbos? Special shoes, a suit, a hat, tie. Everything is unique. Unique. You only wear these clothing on Shabbos. It is a way to give honor to Shabbos. I came across this week a beautiful chiddush from this really fantastic sefer called Pilaois Eidoisecha. It's a 2-volume sefer. The stuff here is just awesome. A lot of the stuff, unfortunately, is not appropriate for the shiur. It's not. It's hard to give over. It's very deep, and it's a little more in the world of Kabbalah. You'll see what I mean. You'll see what I mean in a few moments. The shiurim were given by one person, and the Talmud wrote the sefer. The shiurim were given by, it's right over in the Hagdama, Hagoyin Hamufla Rabbi Chaim Ben Tzion in Dig Shlita. Does anyone know who this person is? You know who he is?
I know who in Dig is. That's Turkey, Hungarian. Yeah.
But he's in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. It seems he's a Talmud of Chevron. He has a Hasavar of David Cohen, Rav David Cohen, and Rav Nevin Sal. It's only two Haskamas, Rav Nevin Sal and Rav David Cohen from the Rashiv of Chevron. His name is Rav Chaim Ben Tzion in Dig. And someone wrote it for him. Someone, I guess, taped the shiurim. I don't know. It doesn't say what his position, what he does. If he's a Rav, he's a Rosh Shiva, it does not say. And this person, whether Pinchas or Langer, he wrote up his shiurim. They're written very, very well. They're beautiful, beautiful chidush and shiurim. And it's different. It's very different than anything that, the style is very different than anything that I've seen before. His style very much is he focuses on individuals in the Gemara, Tanoim and Amoraim. He analyzes everything we know about them in Shas. And he comes to learn from their halachos and from various divrei agada, their lifestyle, their hashkafa, their approach to yadus. And he uses then as a springboard to bring out either a machshava, a halacha, a drush. It's very interesting, it's very brilliant, and in the process, what he likes to do, we don't need this, I'm not going to be able to do this, in the process, he very much likes to go with the style of the Ramami Panoi and say that this Amoira, this Tana, is a Gilgul of this person in mentioning Chumash. And we don't need to do that. I'm not going to do that. And that's why it's hard for me, it's hard to give all this over because I'm not from that school where we focus on. But you don't need to do that. You can take one of the individuals that he mentions and he analyzes their hanhagas and is able to bring out an idea which otherwise we would not appreciate. Now, his focus here is on the parasha of the background to his discussion is Tzlafchad. Tzlafchad, the end of the sixth parasha, was found Mekoshesh Eitzim. What does it mean, Mekoshesh Eitzim? There are a few interpretations in Chazal as to what exactly he did. Some learn that he cut down. He was over in the Melach of Koitzah. He took an axe and he chopped down wood. The word Mekoshesh is not an easy word to translate. The others learn, I already forgot, but what we're going to focus on is, I think what Rashi says, the most common translation is he was carrying. He was carrying on his shoulders bundles of wood in the desert, in the area outside, I'm not even sure, outside the Tchum or Machaneh or the area, the central thoroughfare in the Midbar where they encamped, where there were 600,000 people. He was in violation of the law of Hoitzah b'Shabbos. And Shabbos, one is not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or one may not carry Dalid Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. One is not allowed to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. And here he was carrying wood. So he did a malacha that related to the Isser de Araisa of Chaitzah. So Chazal say, why did he do this? So the different opinions in the Chazal, did he do this? You know, he was killed. And Avi, he did a b'mezid, but although he did a b'mezid, there appears to be an element that it didn't just happen overnight. Every time a person does an avera b'mezid, he first does the avera b'shoige. It's a process. When a person comes to do avera, it's the first time, oh, I accidentally did something. Also bad, I did it. So then you let your guard down. And then you accidentally do the avera another time until it becomes second nature. And then you know what? I did it so many times by accident, nothing happened. You know, a bolt of lightning did not come down and strike me down. I don't really feel so bad because I've done it so many times. You know what? I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to be restricted with this halacha. I'm now going to go Rachmana Litzlan, become an Avarian. I'm going to do it Gesundheit, I'm going to do it Benezit. Every time a person, Rachmana Litzlan, the person doesn't just go from being a tzaddik from the land above, tzaddikim, from the world survives, to doing Averos Benezit. It's a process. The process begins when the person lets his guard down, and then he's nichshol. He sees other people do averos, and he's silent. First time you see someone doing averos, it bothers you. Sometimes it bothers you. Then it doesn't bother me. Then I let my guard down. I also do it by accident. I didn't do it on purpose. And then it gets worse and worse. It comes to a point where a person can open and say, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do the averos b'mezid. If Tzlafchad went and was b'mezid, carried wood on Shabbos b'mezid, this wasn't a one-time event. This was rooted in him being lax in the nichshol in chil Shabbos and carrying on Shabbos. So Chazal say, well, how did it happen? The answer was, it's a medrash. The medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu came to his defense. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, you know why this happened to him? Because he was not wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the mitzvah of tefillin when they left Mitzrayim. And tefillin, it says, Yoman tiyeh toiras Hashem b'ficha. Shabbos is lav zman tefillin hu. On Shabbos, we do not wear tefillin. We all know the reason, because Shabbos is an ois, and bris milah is an ois. We have two signs, two oisais, two witnesses. That protects us. The seviva of Shabbos and the bris milah. That's a similar reason we give why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. We don't wear it because of this reason. So there's no tefillin on Shabbos. But there is a problem. When you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, you're letting your guard down. You're walking around. It's true, it's Shabbos. When you're in shul, you feel the sphere of Shabbos. When you're sitting at your Shabbos suit with your children, Shabbos. But the whole day, you don't spend in shul. The entire day, you don't spend the entire day at a Shabbos suit. In the Shabbos afternoon, you go for a walk. You go for a walk, and you walk down the street. And you see something in the street. You want to pick it up. You see some valuable wood. No, there was not much wood in the desert. There was no wood in there. You find a piece of wood in the desert. That's a real treasure. So you forget that Shabbos. You forget you're not always in an environment of Shabbos. How could it be that he was Mechala, he forgot it was Shabbos? So Moshe came to his defense and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's true he did it amazing, it's Chayav Misa, but you have to understand how this evolved. It evolved because he was walking in the street on a Shabbos afternoon. He was not wearing tefillin because you do not allow us to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So there was nothing about him to remind him of Hashem's mitzvahs. Hashem's mitzvahs. That's why it happened. So in response, Hashem said, it's a very good point. You're making a very good point, Moshe Rabbeinu. We got to do something about this. We're going to give the Jewish people tzitzis. It's the next parasha. Tzitzis with tcheles, with isimus, with zecharitim. The same exact thing by tzulim. It says, l'man tiyeh toiras Hashem b'ficha. So that the Torah of Hashem should be b'ficha. And by tzitzis it says, u'isimus u'zachaitim is kol mitzvahs Hashem v'asisim ma'isam. Tzitzis was the response to the absence of tefillin. But here's the catch. Something that is very different that I've ever heard before, specifically on Shabbos. So in other words, if you're not going to wear tzitzis, okay, I understand. I don't understand, but you don't wear tzitzis. You're not mechuyav to wear tzitzis. You only have to wear tzitzis when you have a four-cornered garment. So if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, so you have no obligation to wear tzitzis. So should you put yourself in that matzav to have a four-cornered garment to wear tzitzis? So we do. We do. We every single day we put on a talis, put on a talis, have a talis skat on. Okay, but you know it wasn't always like that. It wasn't always like that. But if there's one day when a person should put himself in a situation where he wears a four-cornered garment to wear tzitzis, it should be Shabbos Kodesh. Because Shabbos Kodesh, you're off guard. Why are you off guard? Because you're not wearing tefillin. And that's why you isem also uzichartem es kol mitzvos Hashem v'asisem, my son. This is what it says in the Medrash. The Medrash over here is teaching us a fascinating concept that the talus of Shabbos is not just stam a mitzvah of tzitzis. The Iker mitzvah of tzitzis was given for Shabbos because on Shabbos there are no tefillin. In order to compensate for the absence of tefillin as a reminder of Leman Tia Taras Hashem Beficha, on Shabbos the replacement is tzitzis. Now you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis, but it's a good thing on Shabbos to put on a four-cornered garment with tzitzis, and that will remind you of Hashem's mitzvahs, so that when you're walking down on Shabbos afternoon, you're walking down the street on Shabbos afternoon, on a long afternoon, and you're tempted to pick something up in the street, or you'll bend down to pick up what's in the street, you're going to trip over your tzitzis. Oh, re'isim also, Zahar was called mitzvahs Hashem v'asisim, my son. What's today? Today is Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry. So Hashem accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's argument, not to the degree where Slavkot was spared from dying, from being put to death, but at least Slavkot's death did not go to waste. Slavkot is the reason why we have the mitzvah of tzitzis. It was primarily given to us on Shabbos, and by extension, once we have it on Shabbos, mainly we have it the whole week as well. Yeah.
I just wanted to ask about the people who said that therefore Hashem did not accept it to forgive him. If that argument is justified, is he still amazing?
Yes, that's what I just said. Hashem did not accept the argument to the degree where he was speared from dying.
But we have a rule.
But he did not forget. He was amazing. He was warned. He was warned. When the day is over, Slavchad was warned. Slavchad, you're not allowed to do this. If you do it, you're going to die. We're going to kill you. You can get skila. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. There are witnesses, he did it. He'll tell me a medrash, he did L'Shem Shemayim, to Mechazik Shabbat. I know there are a lot of medrashim. The bottom line is, he did it with witnesses, b'mezid with hasra, the full scope. Moshe Rabbeinu's argument was, how did he come to this? It doesn't happen that a person wakes up one day and he goes from being a shomer, Torah mitzvahs, to being an avariant, to Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesya. It doesn't work like that. You don't go like that, from one extreme to the other. It takes time. How does it take time? You let your guard down. How do you let your guard down? So Moshe told Hashem how it happened. He went for a spatzir on Shabbos afternoon with his wife, and he wasn't wearing the tefillin. He wasn't wearing the tefillin, and he wasn't wearing a tie, and therefore he just forgot it was Shabbos. And it was an accident. And at that moment in time, they would never kill him. But he did it once, a second time, and once you do something a few times, even if you do it by accident, you become desensitized to the.
So he did it several times on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's what Moshe told Hashem, in essence, is that this it was a process. He became desensitized to the prohibition of Hoytzah b'Shabbos, and that's why he came to the Smatzav, where he did it b'nezid b'farhesya with Eidim b'hasra. And now, why did he become desensitized? Hashem, it's your fault. It's your fault, Hashem. Why? Because you told us that on Shabbos, we should not wear tefillin. And if we don't wear tefillin, we're off guard. So Hashem said, Moshe, you're making a good point. You're making a good point. The point is not good enough that I'm going to spare the life of Tzlafchad. The bottom line is, he should have known better, and therefore he's going to be executed. But the point you made is valid. To the degree, I'm going to give you a new mitzvah. I'm going to give you the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the mitzvah is going to be specifically for Shabbos. You put on a garment with four corners, scissors, and therefore you'll always be protected, always have a reminder. And once you have the mitzvah for Shabbos, so you know what? Do it all during the week also. You might as well do it during the week. What?
And become a benefit of Shabbos.
Oh, exactly. So in essence, what was the first, the original, according to the Medrash, what was the original mitzvah of tzitzis given as what we call today Big Day Shabbos? And why was it given as Big Day Shabbos? Not like every person like me probably imagines, Kvod Shabbos. It was given to honor on Shabbos, to dress in beautiful clothing, to give honor to Shabbos, Malchusah. No, that's not the original Big Day Shabbos. The original Big Day Shabbos is a reminder today is Shabbos. When you're wearing a nice expensive suit on Shabbos, a nice pair of shoes, a nice hat, and everything goes along with it, you know why you're wearing that? Not because you're getting covered for Shabbos. The primary reason you're wearing Big Day Shabbos is to continuously remind you during the day, today is Shabbos.
So Shabbos sisters, you have two pairs of sisters.
Well, that's by extension. We do that today also. And if you take the this is the way, this is by extension. You know, but let's look at the Sharashim, the roots. Unbelievable. The Big Day Shabbos all came from tzitzis is the Iker Big Day Shabbos. And that's why, like you're saying, it's a nice thing to have a special talis, a beautiful talis for Shabbos. And people do that. They have a special a talis big, a chuba, a tara, a whole nine yards. But why are you wearing the Shabbos? Yeah. It's not like the common men will tell us because to give honor to Shabbos, you're wearing Big Day Shabbos, the entire Shabbos, to continuously, constantly serve as a reminder, today is Shabbos.
Same.
Don't reach for the smartphone.
Same.
Today is Shabbos. Stay away. Same. You have to know what to do. What?
Same thing when you eat. You say the covered Shabbos kodesh.
That's the covered. That's covered Shabbos. That's
Shabbos.
Covered.
You're thinking of Shabbos.
You think of Shabbos, but it's to prevent you from doing an Avera. So the talis is the original Big Day Shabbos. Yeah.
Can you say, I don't know if you can say this, that the mitzvah of kissing your sister is because it says by tefillin, manti yeter d'ashem b'ficha. So, and now you're saying that the sister is replacing the tefillin.
It's a nice idea. It's a very nice idea. No, it's a nice idea.
But that means he kisses.
Why not? That's right. Rav David Cohen here, he would say something like that. He has the same there's already 10 volumes on tefillah. Machshava, beautiful ideas, original, all original. That's like something that you said. I was like, who said that? I would guess what Gavikol would say that. So you said, yeah, it's a very nice idea. Beautiful.
Idea.
Now, this is the basic medj. I didn't tell you the chidushim yet. This is the basic medj, which she brings out in a very beautiful way. Now, this is Kedarka, this is his style in the Sefer, is where he shows in the Gemara a chosid. Who's the chosid? There are only two chasidim in the Gemara. Two chasidim. Maisa the chosid echa. There was a maisa. Chasid is a maisa. Maisa the chosid echa. And the Gemara says in Shas. I know. It's just a joke. It's a joke. Maisa the chosid echa. And the Gemara says, the Gemara itself says that any time in Shas where it says a chosid echa, it means one of two people. Either it means Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli or Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. He was one of the Asara Gemalchus. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. So this chosid, this particular chosid, where we're about to tell you the story, is a reference to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli. So now we're going to do a case study. Who was this person? Let's analyze his lifestyle. He lived, I guess, in Amoira. He was in Amoira. And, or maybe not, maybe it was a Tana.
Oh,
it was Tana.
And
the Mishnah, right. I made a mistake, the Tana. So let's go look at some of the stories, the Agadic stories, even halachic stories, relating to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli, which actually, he was the one that really represented, I'm not going to say the word Gilgal, don't go there, but he brought out everything that we've just said in his lifetime. Every person has a certain netiya, they have a certain liking. Some people they like mikvahs. They'll give all their money to build mikvahs. Some people they like to give money for Shabbos. Some people like tefillin. There are people out there, they give incredible sums of money to rebuild old cemeteries. And people give the money to the living. Why are you giving it to the dead? No, that's my netiya. Everyone to each his own. So what was the nitiyah? What was the what did he cherish? He cherished tzitzis. And let me explain. Let's look at some of the stories and you see how it relates to tzlafchad. So the first story, only a few stories. First story is Maisa bechosid echad. What happened? Shenifrit solay peretz b'soich sodeil. So he's a very, we're going to see in a few moments, he was destitute. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi was extremely poor, destitute. Didn't have a penny to his name. The Gemara in fact says that in his generation, six Talmidim would cover themselves with one garment. Clothing was not to be found. They were so poor. Six Talmidim wrapped themselves up with one talis when they sat before their Rebbe. The Gemara also says that Yehuda bar Eloi, between him and his wife, they only had one set of clothing. And they only one can leave the house at a time. Because they took turns wearing the garment. And it was a garment, it was a neutral, a gender neutral garment. No shayla of lesilvash. So when his wife needed to go out into the street, he had to stay home. Because he didn't have what to wear. He wore undergarments. He can't walk in undergarments. And when he went out into the street, so then his wife had to stay home. That's how poor he was. The Gemara says in the Farish. And there was a Maisa where he did not come to the yeshiva. They wanted him, they needed him in the yeshiva. He did not show up, and they had very big kindness on him. And they came to, why didn't he come? So the Gemara there says he told the whole Bava Maisa why he didn't come. The real reason why he didn't come was because his wife had to go somewhere that day, and he didn't have what to wear. Because they only had one garment, and he was so poor, he had never what to wear, so he had no choice but to stay home. So he was very, very poor. And the generation where the Gemara says, in his generation, let me read you the words of the Gemara, six Talmidim covered themselves up with one garment. In his generation, let me see if I can find the words of the Gemara. See, it's got to be somewhere here. In his generation, we'll come across it eventually over here. All right, but in any event, let's start with this mice. And eventually, here it is. I got it. In Sanhedrin. Yeah. Sanhedrin daf chof ki bedoray shel Rabbi Yehuda berebi Eloi hayu shisha talmidim miskasim betalis echad ve'oiskim betorah. That was the matzah. We associate clothing with this fellow. With this person had no clothing. Now, what was the ma'aseh here? The ma'aseh was, turn it up on it. This is, where's the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say where the Gemara is. Turn it up on it, it's got to be, no quote, how could that be? No quote of the Gemara? I don't know, I can't find it. Probably a reference over here somewhere. Turn it up on it. Maybe, I think it's Shabbos, Staff Kuf Yud Gimel. I think it's Shabbos, Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. Is that the Gemara? Maybe not. Talk about Maise bechosid echad shenifrit solay peretz b'sayich sadeu. A chosid echad. Who was who? Rabbi Bar Eloi. He had a field, a little teeny field, and the fence broke. The fence collapsed. A piritza broke. And that meant he had nothing to eat. The little that he had would now be consumed by animals. The animals, the fence is open, so the animals are going to go inside. They're going to eat up the fruit. They're going to eat whatever little he has. And he was walking on Shabbos and saw that the fence collapsed. A machshava came into his mind, oi, my parnasa, I have what to eat. And now the rule that I have is now going to be the animals are going to eat it up. I have to make a mental note, the moment Shabbos is over, I'm going to fix the breach. The nimlach, he made a thought entered his mind, oleha, the goydra, to close the breach the moment Shabbos is over. And then he said to himself, how could I have such machshavas on Shabbos? He's not like us. Okay? On his madrega, Tana, Shabbos. That's what I'm thinking about on Shabbos. I'm thinking about my parnasa. I'm thinking about that my fence broke and with soy Shabbos I'm going to fix the breach. What kind of person am I? How could I spend my Shabbos? So you know what? I'm going to punish myself. I'm going to punish myself for having such a machshava on Shabbos. I will never, ever seal the breach. That's what he said to himself. And his madrega, okay, to each his own. It's not for the average person. But that's what he said. I'm never going to breach the fence. So Hashem took note of the righteousness of this person, of how on his level, on his holy level, he felt that he was pagan, the honor of Shabbos. So Hashem did for him a miracle. V'nase loy nes, v'olse loy tzalaf. U'mimeno hoy so parnasose parnosas anshe beisai. A miracle happened, and that place where the fence fell down, miraculously it sloughed, a caper berry. Sloughed means translates a caper berry. Some type of vegetation grew called a caper berry. And then the Gemara is with Tzlaf Echad. There's another girsa. A Tzlaf Echad grew in that breach to close up the gap. To close up the gap. Now here, this person, he's not the only one who says this. And the Mechaber, the Sipur says, Tzlaf Echad is the word Tzlafchot. 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 So here it's Tzlafchot. And this was an issue of Chil Shabbos. What's the Chil Shabbos? Mekoyeshesh, it relates to taking wood, the fence is made from wood, gathering wood together to seal the breach. That's what you do. Yeah, it's what you need. You have to carry the wood, to bring the wood to the location, to take the wood, to pile it up, and to seal the breach. And here, this individual is going out of his way not to be Mechal Shabbos. Tzlofcha, the Gemara is teaching us a story. I mean, I'm not saying no Gilgal. You don't need to come on to the Gilgal element. That's not necessary. Really not necessary. Totally unnecessary. To go say he was the Gilgal of Tzlofcha. You don't need to say that. I don't even want to say that. But the Gemara, look what's happening over here. Tzlofcha was Mechalel Shabbos. He was Mechalel Shabbos. Why was he Mechalel Shabbos? Because he did not have any reminder. He did not have the mitzvah of tzitzis. He had no tzitzis. He didn't have a reminder of Shabbos. He didn't have tefillin of tzitzis. So Mimela, one thing led to another. He went down the slippery slope to the point where he was lahachas mechal Shabbos. This individual was not mechal Shabbos. Certainly he didn't do a block on Shabbos. Even when a thought crossed his mind that when Shabbos is over, I have to make repairs, he felt it was such a zilzal in the sanctity of Shabbos. He was gozer upon himself as a punishment, as Musa, never to breach the fence, and in reward Hashem, not to repair the fence, to repair the fence, and in reward a tzlaf echad, one caperberry bush grew in its place to seal the breach. Why did Hashem bring out a tzlaf echad? To show you, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, you are doing the opposite of what tzlafcha did. Tzlofchad was nichshel in Chilul Shabbos, and you were being nizr in Chilul Shabbos. Well, how was he nizr in Chilul Shabbos? So this is the beauty of this mechaber. That is awesome what he does. Because look what else we know about Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. In Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi's time, he didn't even own a garment. He was so poor. He couldn't even go to yeshiva when his wife went to work, because he only had one garment. In his generation, clothing were not to be found. Six talmidim sat covered with one garment. But you know what else the Gemara says about Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi? You're not going to believe this. What it says, Kach hoyu min hogoi shel daf Shabbos daf chof hei amid beis. Kach hoyu min hogoi shel Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Erev Shabbos, mevim loy areva. They would bring a bowl of water, melei chamin, hot water. V'roicheitz panav yadav v'raglav u'misateif, and he would dress himself now in a talis. V'yoyshev b'sadinin, in the most exquisite silk, or it was linen. B'sadinin hamitzu yotzin. He put on the most exotic Shabbos talis. Exquisite. Over here, during the week, he didn't have, between him and his wife, he had one garment. The Talmidim of the generation were so poor, they sat six garments for one person. But somehow, he found the money for Shabbos. He had the most exquisite garment with the most beautiful tzitzis. And then the Gemara also talks that this garment was linen, sadin is linen, and he put on, tzitzis have to be wool, shatnez. Are you allowed to put wool tzitzis on a linen garment. It's not so simple. So we hold aseh dechalis aseh, but still in all, they didn't necessarily do it. It was a big machlokes in the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the Talmidim, his students, they hid themselves from him on Shabbos because he looked at their tzitzis, and guess what? They were not wearing tzitzis because they wore linen garments. They wore linen garments. Let me find. And it says over here, his Talmidim will hide themselves from the Rebbe because, here it is, Ki be'erev Shabbos ha'yu avilav misalib yesh v'tzalis v'perish rash sadinim v'gvom misalperes ki talmidav shalab yehudar ilay ha'yu mevim machbim imenu es kisusam mishom shesadineyem lo ha'yu mitzuyotzim. They did not put on wool tzitzis on their garments on Shabbos because they held it was shatnez. Shatnez, whatever that means. B'ni, v'kach sh'ni, see l'cham, didn't I teach you? Sadin b'tzitzis, b'shamay is poitrin, b'shamay holds linen is exempt from tzitzis because tzitzis with tcheles, you have tcheles, it has to be blue, it's only wool, it's wool and linen. U'beisil m'chayvin, v'halacha k'dim b'beisilal. So where the tzitzis? And the Talmidim says, we follow Beis Shammai. Look what's going on over here. So he explains, beautiful, these two aspects of his life are totally zeh b'zeh. It's awesome. Unbelievable brilliance what this Mechaber has done here. Tzlofcha, take this obscure medrash that almost no one even heard of. And Moshe Rabbeinu argues before Hashem, it's not his fault, the poor guy. He didn't have a tefillin. What do you want from him? Mantiyat Hashem Aficha. It's your fault, Hashem. Hashem says, you're right and you're wrong. Well, he's going to die anyway, but for the future, we're going to make a new mitzvah called tzitzis, so that Shabbos should be Shabbos. Shabbos, you have tzitzis on, you have big day Shabbos. Special big day Shabbos. It's going to remind you Shabbos Kodesh. Fast forward, a thousand years plus, we have an individual who was dirt poor, like we can't even fathom how poor he was. He couldn't even walk out of the house, didn't prepare clothing. But Shabbos, I have big day Shabbos. This was his thing. Shabbos, you doyme l'malach Hashem tzivokos. You wear big day Shabbos. And what were his big day Shabbos? The Gemara makes it very clear. Sadinin. The most expensive material of the day, linen. That was very, in the time of Chazal, that was very expensive. Exquisite linen with the most spectacular blue tcheles mitzuyet. Has to mention it. That was his big day Shabbos. That's what brought him to such a high madrega, to be nizer in Shabbos, to be nizer in Kiddusha Shabbos, that when he saw the few pennies that he had left in this world was about to go to waste, because the fence fell down and he needed a couple of pieces of wood to collect some wood to breach the fence, and he had a machshava on Shabbos he would do so. He decided to punish himself. How dare I be mezalzel on Shabbos to have a machshava that I'm going to be a mekoshesh etzim to collect a few pieces of wood to breach the fence, to breach the gap in the wall? So he punished himself. He'll never do it. He'll suffer the loss forever. Hashem put a stamp of approval upon him. You are the modern day Tzlafchot. A miracle happened. Allah Tzlaf Echad. The Ribbono Shel Olam has spoken. You are the modern day Tzlafchot. Contrast you, Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, you brought back to life the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ribbono Shel Olam. You repaired the real breach. Moshe Rabbeinu had a complaint against me, Hashem says. That the reason why there was Chil Shabbos, there was a Mekosh, because there's no Big Day Shabbos. So I gave them Big Day Shabbos. And look, Taka, that look, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. He wore the Big Day Shabbos. He became such a Mechabe the Shabbos. When he had a Machshava to be a Mekosh, he punished himself to such a degree. The whole Pamal Yishamayla was shaking. And therefore, to show that Moshe, you're right, you made a tikkun, I'm going to make a statement in this world. Allah Tzilaf Echad. Tzilaf Echad is Tzilafchad. Caperberry bush. One caperberry bush. And from this came his Parnasa. for him and his family. It's half of the fella. It's unbelievable. What's going on? What's going on over here in this in the chashivas of Bidish Shabbos? Now, time is up. Just in 10 seconds. When part two. Part two is he goes so far to connect this to Yosef. Yosef Tzlofchad was a descendant from Shevet Yosef. That's what it says. Yosef had a special affinity to Shabbos. What did Yosef to Shabbos? First of all, Yosef prepared for Shabbos. Yosef knew what it meant, Erev Shabbos. Utvoyach tevach v'hochein. V'hochein, that doesn't say clothing, so it's not so simple. A little bit of a stretch here. But we do know that Yosef was making for Shabbos. And part of the hachonis for Shabbos is to go into Shabbos. That's part of the hachonis of Shabbos, is to prepare for Shabbos by getting dressed for Shabbos. And we do know that Yosef also appreciated what clothing was about. Tispeseyu bebigdoy. He let go of the garment. Yosef, I'm just throwing out words, but you have to put a piece together. Tispeseyu bebigdoy. Yosef, Eishes Potifar grabbed Yosef by his garment. And some say that was Shabbos that day. Some say that was Shabbos. Where? The big doy. Okay, so I'm just throwing out words. Who is the Nasi who brought the carbon on Shabbos? Ephraim is the child of the Nasi who from the Nisim. They brought for 12 days. Someone's got to be Mechal Shabbos. Who's in Mechal Shabbos here? Rav Meir, who's the Mechal Shabbos here? Ephraim. V'yoyim ha'shvihi, Nasi levnei Ephraim. What was the Chol Shabbos? The Kabbalah. So the Medrash says, not only was Ephraim allowed, this is shocking what it says in the Medrash, not only did Hashem make a dispensation for Ephraim to go and bring the carbon on Shabbos, Hashem allowed Ephraim to carry from the wagon to be over on Hoytzah. You don't have this. You don't have such a thing in the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos, you can do the Avodah. You can't do Hoytzah. Hashem allowed, says the Medrash for Farish, Hashem allowed Ephraim, thus living in Ephraim, to carry the carbon from the wagon in the street into the Mishkan to be over on Hoytzav Hachnasa on Shabbos. So we see Ephraim, there's some connection between clothing, Ephraim, with Shev Yosef, with clothing, and Hachon of Shabbos. And then now all of this he ties into the last statement is Rabbi Akiva, when he heard this drasha, who was the Mekoshesh? Who was he? So it doesn't say. Along came one of the Talmidim and it said, you know the Mekoshesh was Tzlofchad. So Rabbi Akiva very upset. It's Lashon Hara. What's in your business to be Megala? First of all, maybe you're wrong. Maybe it wasn't him. If it wasn't him, then he's saying to him. And if it wasn't, the Torah was Mechase, meaning Megale, why was Rabbi Akiva so disturbed? Because the Mekoshesh here is the one who is being Nichshol in two things. There's no clothing. There's an absence of the clothing, right? Because that's the householding started. And he was Mechal Shabbos. Yosef is the one who was machshiv clothing. He had the kesoynis pasim.
Right.
Kesoynis pasim. We're talking about words. You have to talk about our time. Kesoynis pasim. Vatispaseu bebigdoi. Yosef knew what it means. Kavod Shabbos. Utuvayach terach v'hochein. Yosef knows the secret of Kavod Shabbos. And if he knows the secret of Kavod of Big Day Shabbos. And if he knows the secret of Big Day Shabbos, Mimela, if anyone is not going to be Mechal Shabbos, it's Bedafka Yosef who is not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Because in order, the antidote not to be Mechal Shabbos is Big Day Shabbos. Yosef excels in Big Begadim, and Yosef Mimela is Mechal, also is an Erev Shabbos, so he excels. We're trying, this is a little bit of a stretch. You have to work with me, and we have to really find more. He doesn't fill all the gaps. But Yosef, he's suggesting, was the one who excelled in Digday Shabbos, which automatically means there's no one that's going to be Nizar in Shmir Shabbos like Yosef. And that is why Hashem only allowed Yosef to bring Nasi Livnei Ephraim to bring on Shabbos, because you don't have to worry, he'll be Mechal next Shabbos. A special dispensation, because him, he's been Mechal Shabbos, he's the guy that would never be Mechal Shabbos. That's why Hashem says, if someone has to be a carbon on Shabbos, let it be Ephraim, because Ephraim is the one that will be the least affected from Mechal Shabbos. And now you're telling me one of his descendants was Mechal Shabbos because he wasn't wearing clothing? You're going 180 degrees. Why do you have to reveal this information? If you tell me Stam a guy was Mechal Shabbos, okay. But it's such an embarrassment to the family. Because the family, this is what they excel in. If you have a family that's very nizer in a certain thing, and then you discover their great-grandchild is Mamish Pumfa Kert, Mamish 180 degrees, that makes the news. Okay, when a Satna Chassid signs up for the IDF, it makes the news. It makes the news. If a Stama guy signs up, no one cares. You're a good guy. You signed up for the IDF. Big deal. A Satna Chassid signs up for the IDF. It's the headlines. You're telling me it's Salaf Chad from Yosef? What a disgrace! Because if there's anyone that would not be Mechal Shabbos because of clothing, it's Yosef. So here it's like the Satna Chassid that signed up for the IDF. So therefore, why have to be Megala this? If it was someone else, okay. But Salafka, that was the complaint of it. All of these things, they all come. But what do we take out of this? What we take out of this is one very simple thing. The Chashivos of Big Day Shabbos. Big Day Shabbos is not just Stam. Kvod Shabbos, Big Day Shabbos is Tefillin. When you're wearing Big Day Shabbos, you're wearing Tefillin. Who would go a day without wearing Tefillin? So therefore, who would go without the proper tefillin? You want the most mechudar dika tefillin. People spend $3,000-$4,000 to buy extremely mechudar dika tefillin. For Shabbos, you have to spend $3,000-$4,000 on your wardrobe. Shabbos is Shabbos, because the Shabbos is in essence is the tefillin. It's what reminds us today is Shabbos, not chas for shol to be nichshol in any iota.
Why do women have to wear bigger Shabbos?
Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. What's the difference? But still, Shabbos is Shabbos. A reminder of Shabbos. It's also, besides the Kavod Shabbos, it's a Shmira to remember today is Shabbos and to treat Shabbos in its own level.
Yeah.